From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I'm Steve Ryman, and we're going to catch up with Chip Lusko later in the broadcast. If you've been listening over the weekend and yesterday, trying to make it clear that we are going to be sharing as much information as we can about the KLYT trip to Uganda. Now, the places are filled and the team is set, but as they prepare for that, we want the KLYT listener to know more about the trip, more specifics about what's going to be happening as far as ministry in Uganda, Jinja, Uganda specifically, and how you can be a part of the Great Commission adventure to Africa. So continue to listen for details on that. There are a couple of ways that you can support the trip. Prayer, certainly, and you'll hear more and more about your specific prayer needs as we continue through the week. The trip is going to include a lot of outreach in Uganda. And financially, your assistance is needed. And in advance, KLYT and Called Christians, Bev Rich and Deb Roberts, who are there in Africa, thank you for your generosity. They are planning a major event there Saturday, May 6th. You can be a part of supporting what's going to be happening there. Go to klyt.fm. On the website, you'll see that banner for celebration of real life. Just click on it, and there'll be opportunity for you to do a recurring gift or a one-time gift to help support the work in Uganda. Now, if telephone's easier for you, there's a toll-free number for you to call. Let me give that to you. It's 1-800-922-1888. Here it is again. Ready? 1-800-922-1888. And you can call Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time and get connected that way as well. In about 15 minutes or so, we will jump into the next segment with Chip Lusko. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we want to make sure you are well aware of, we've been talking about the Wellness in the Word, a workshop that's happening on April 1st. So what are we? We're just a few days away, aren't we, ladies?
Yeah, it's on Saturday.
That's right. In studio with us, Jennifer Bryant and Gina Cordova. And ladies, what's kind of exciting about this? I mean, I'm not attending, but I'm excited for you that you're back to an in-person workshop. How fun.
Yeah, our last one was online, just trying that out, trying to reach a different audience.
Sure.
And I think it went pretty well. But we're excited to be in person.
Yeah. And it's happening where it's happened several times at Trinity at the Marketplace. And if you don't know where that is, real easy to find. If you're on Manal, just head south on Chama. Chama is just east of Louisiana. So south on Chama from Manal. And actually, if you go straight down Chama, you pretty much run right into Trinity at the Marketplace. But that's happening Saturday, April 1st at 9 a.m. It's free and ladies only invited to be a part of this. But it is open to all ladies.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about, when we talk about the workshop, one of the things I really like to try to do is think about that lady that's trying to find a reason why they don't need to go.
We all have good excuses, don't we?
We do.
and listen, regardless, I'm going to throw out some. Oh, that's just a clique. That's just a bunch of ladies that all do the same thing. They're all friends. They all, everyone. And listen, I've become acquainted with Jennifer and Gina, and ladies, you will be welcome.
Oh, thanks. And actually, I think that would definitely be a misconception, because I think our past workshops, maybe some people bring a friend or two, but it's definitely, we don't all know each other for sure.
Yeah.
Go and meet a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what are you trying to accomplish with the Wellness The Wellness in the Word workshops.
So Gina and I, our vision for these workshops is to help ladies connect their faith with the idea of taking care of their bodies. And so that's really countercultural. There's a lot of lies and other messages in our culture that really distract us from truly taking care of ourselves. So we just want to get back to basics with that. We want to encourage ladies and teach them how to do that in a way that glorifies God.
Yeah. And I would say also like helping them renew their minds about wellness, and there can be fear or, you know, bad experience from the past that's just left a lot of marks and hardships. And so let's renew our minds to what God's word says and how we can just take care of our bodies, like Jen said, to the glory of God.
Right. And it's really, although the results of the past may be evident, it's not about the past.
No.
Right? It's about now and what we can do now to treat our bodies how God intended us to do that.
Right.
And both of you have created some great resources for the ladies. Talk about newsletters and places people can go to get information even prior to the workshop.
Go ahead. Yeah. So I have a lot of free resources on my website. I also have a free Facebook group where I put up free resources all the time. So nourishednutritioncounseling.com is my website.
Which is, by the way, where you register for this workshop.
Yes. Yes. You can go
and
there.
And we'll get to the other website too. There's another one.
Yeah. Yeah. And both Gina and I send out newsletters. Mine is weekly, where I send out some encouraging things, some challenges, some recipes, things like that. And Gina has a newsletter also. So we both really, I mean, although we both own businesses and, you know, we do need to support our families, but we do also offer lots of free, helpful resources for people who
really
need help.
Including the workshop.
Yeah.
A love offering is taken each time.
Yep.
I think, and that's part of the reason I tell the ladies that are, you know, I don't know, shy or wondering how they'll be received, or show up because ladies, you're going to be happy you did. And not only with Jennifer and Gina, but I'm assuming a lot of the ladies that are regular to your workshops, I really mean it. These ladies may find some new friends.
Yeah, that's true. That's
definitely
very true.
Yeah. We had two or three ladies from the last one who actually get together on a, I think, monthly basis just for coffee to check in with each other, see how they're doing, you know, check their thoughts, things like that. And so that's been really neat to see too.
And Gina, we mentioned the resource people have through Jennifer's website. You also have provided information that's valuable and a way to register for the workshop.
Yeah, so I have a website as well. It's riseandabidewellness.com. And I do have, you can sign up for my monthly newsletter that is free, and I call it the Truth and Fitness newsletter. So I always try to encourage people in the Word of God, and usually share a free movement segment for people to do at home easily and just move your body and enjoy movement and other things that come up that I think would be encouraging for women. And then I also have a podcast, and so the link is on my website there as well.
Okay. Well, okay. Now, did either of you play volleyball?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to use a volleyball term. Okay, here comes a setup for your spike, okay? All right. Does the Bible really say that much about nutrition and taking care of yourself?
Oh, that's a great question. I always answer this by saying that science tells us the what we should do, and the Bible tells us the how and the why.
Oh.
So the Bible does not specifically talk about nutrition or fitness a lot, but it does talk a lot about our attitudes and our motivations behind things. And so that's where Gina and I focus a lot of our workshops on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The heart.
And I think that's evident. Of course, past workshops, are they still available?
There are a couple that are still available. Yes.
Okay. On the websites that we mentioned. However, ladies, this is kind of what to look forward to. It is an in-person workshop. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned, it is no cost. I like to say it's free 50-free. a love offering will be taken. Again, it is ladies only for the Wellness in the Word workshop, Saturday, April 1st at Trinity at the Marketplace on Chama, just south of Banal. And you'll be talking about how, like you mentioned, how to glorify God with our bodies. Singing.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Is that is there a music? Is there a guitar player?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Janice Bellflower is our lovely worship leader for the workshop. So we'll open with a couple of songs just to kind of get our hearts and minds in the right place.
Love
and
it.
Then we'll move on.
Yep.
A Bible teaching. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, are you doing
the Gina's doing Gina, that one.
Gina's doing the Bible.
That one.
Okay. 30 minutes of movement exercises.
That would be me as well.
All righty. Yes.
But for all ladies, let's move at your own pace. And And I call it gentle movement, but people tell me they still sweat, so that's good.
Yeah, right? A nutrition talk on lies we believe.
Yeah.
Is that Jennifer?
Yeah, that's me. And we're going to actually focus on Colossians 3, this workshop. So the title this month is Putting on Christ in a World of Lies.
Okay, so would it be helpful to pre-read Colossians
3? I would. Yeah, we are going to read it at the workshop, but absolutely. Yeah, if you want to read it ahead of time and just kind of think about what does that look like when it how it relates to taking care of your body, absolutely.
All right.
I think that's a great idea.
A breakout group time. I have a feeling that's a time where some of the ladies are maybe going to make those connections that we talked about.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
exactly. And I know, you know, we've heard from ladies that are a little bit nervous about that might be a little more introverted. And we kind of talked about maybe getting rid of it, but really some of the feedback we've gotten from past workshops, that's the best part for a lot of ladies. Yeah. And so we've really felt like that's where we take the learning and we transform it into the doing. And so we really wanted to keep that. I think that's important.
Does that break out like into two groups with each of you, or do you have some facilitators for the group?
No. So what we do is at the tables that they're at, they just sort of get in their groups and they kind of brainstorm and talk about we have some questions that we want them to go through.
All right. Well, and it seems like that's pretty much it in a nutshell. A couple of things though, I did want to mention. Thank you to the sponsors of the Wellness in the Word workshop, which it is Nourish Nutrition Counseling and Rise and Abide Wellness. And just put a .com on either one of those you'll find the website.
Yeah, that's right.
To register for the event, sign up for the free newsletters, recipes, information, and a reminder that donations via love offering will be taken. But it is a free event for the ladies and registration. It is required. And I probably have asked this in the past, but I forgot I've slept since then. If one of the ladies doesn't, for whatever reason, get to the website, would you say just show up?
Yes, please. But if you want to bring a friend, right? Just bring a friend that day. Like, it's just more so we know how many handouts to print and have an idea for setup. But
or an
we
enemy.
Want you to come. You know, or an enemy. We are called to love our enemies. You're right. So
that's right.
All right. Well, let me walk through it one more time just so the ladies know where to find it. It's the Wellness in the Word Workshop, a free event for ladies only at Trinity at the Marketplace. That is a church on Chama, just south of Manal. Thanks to Michael Kelshaw and the folks there for providing the space for this event. It seems like it's been a good space.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. And they're just so gracious to let us use it. And it's a good fit.
And it's this Saturday, April 1st at 9 in the morning. And it is an in-person workshop. You'll find the details on those websites we mentioned, nourishnutritioncounseling.com and riseandabidewellness.com. Did I leave anything out?
I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's
great.
All right.
Gina and I are really looking forward to this one. So,
will you let us know when the next one is, or do we already know?
Yeah, we don't.
We don't yet. I think we both have sabbatical this summer for our husbands. And so they have sabbatical, so we're with them. And
maybe
in the
thinking,
fall.
Yeah, maybe early fall is what we're kind of thinking.
Can I pry and ask where are you guys going?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just started planning our trip. We're taking the family to Switzerland, Italy, and Greece.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie.
Yeah, I know. I am too. I am so excited.
And you know, of those, I think Greece would be just because the only overseas I ever did over the Atlantic was Israel. Mm-hmm. And I have to imagine some of the vegetables and some of the, and they're so good.
Yep, really similar. Yeah.
And they're real.
Yeah.
Right?
Fresh. Yeah. I love it.
Yes. Are you staying in town, Gina?
We're going to go back to the East Coast, to New York, where I'm from. And do some traveling back there.
Yeah, so. we were talking off the air about, you know, both of our families are from, I guess, is it upstate?
Upstate or central. Yeah. I always call it upstate.
Yeah.
Not the city.
Yeah. I have family from Buffalo and Finger Lakes and Rochester. And you know what? One of the best memories I have of that part of the country is being there in the fall.
Yes.
When you have leaves as big as my face turning color.
Yeah, we don't have those.
So beautiful.
Here.
No.
Yeah. It is so gorgeous. And until you know, if you grew up here, you just don't, I mean, 4th of July Canyon, I guess. You know, you
can
go up and get a taste of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But enjoy your trips, ladies. Yeah,
thank you. Thanks for having us.
And let us know when the next one is, and we'll have to inform the ladies to make sure we get them to attend.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. So if you just tuned in, you may have missed that this is a week where we are focusing on the KLYT trip to Uganda. We had already scheduled this interview, so we wanted to, and it was timely, we wanted to make sure to get the ladies in to let you know about the workshop. But when we come back, we're going to catch up with Chip Lusko. We're also going to, later in the show, catch up with Deb Roberts. We had a chance to talk to her just a few weeks ago and get caught up with the ministry she's doing in Jinja, Uganda. If you've heard about the trip already and you're already praying about the trip and the success of the trip, the health, the safety, and all those things, and have considered a financial gift, remember, you can go to klyt.fm and you'll find a link for the Uganda. Actually, the page, the picture we've posted is of a flyer that will be given out in Uganda for an event happening there with the team. If you click on that, it'll take you to a place where you can provide a one-time gift or recurring gifts towards the ministry in Uganda. There's a toll-free number as well. That is 1-800-922-1888. Let me give you that one more time. 1-800-922-1888. And stick around. We're going to catch up with Chip Lusko and find out more about the trip to Uganda. That's on the way on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, I'm Steve Ryman, and Chip Lusko joining us momentarily as we press on through a look at what the KLYT Uganda trip is going to be accomplishing, hoping to, when they go to Jinja. Listening to our last segment, and ladies, if you missed a portion, the part where it tells you how to register for the workshop that we were talking about, the first segment talked with the sponsors, actually, for the Wellness in the Word workshop, Jennifer Bryant and Gina Cordova. Jennifer with Nourish Nutrition Counseling, and Gina with Rise and Abide Wellness. Add.com to either one of those, and you'll find the place to register for this free workshop this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at Trinity at the Marketplace, a church on Chama, just south of Mindal. It's going to be an in-person workshop on how to glorify God with our bodies. There'll be singing, a Bible teaching, 30 minutes of easy movement exercises, as easy or as difficult as you want to make it, a nutrition talk on lies we believe, and a breakout group time. And again, I mentioned the sponsors, Nourish Nutrition Counseling and Rise and Abide Wellness. Donations via love offering that day. And before we get into some information on Uganda, I do want to make sure you know how to support what's going to be happening. All you need to do, here's a toll-free number, and I'll give it after we talk about how to find it on the website too. The toll-free number for donations is 1-800-922-1888. That's 1-800-922-1888. Or you can go to klyt.fm at the homepage. You'll see Listen to the Light and the player to play the audio from the station. But then just below that, information about the trip, including that toll-free number and when you can call it, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Celebration of Real Life is the event they're having on May 6th in Uganda, in Jinja. And it'll be featuring some great music. Chip Lusko is going to be speaking. Looks like Team Extreme's part of it, and Bridge Calvary Chapel Worship. It's just going to be a great event. But if you click on that flyer, it's basically the flyer they'll be handing out to invite people to the event in Jinja. If you click on that, it'll take you to where you can give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. So there's opportunity for that. So, hey, I mentioned that we had a chance to catch up with Deb Roberts, and that was just, about 3 weeks ago. And she gave us a great update on the mission work she's been doing in Jinja, Uganda. And before we get to that, actually, Chip Lusko in studio. Welcome in, Chip.
Hey, Steve.
We are, unless you have something before we get to Deb, we're ready to go.
Carry on.
All right, here we go. Let's hear from Deb on ABQ Connect. Deb Roberts is in studio. Deb, welcome into the studio.
Gosh, thank you so much for having me.
You've got some real great ways for people to support what you're doing in Uganda, and we'll get into more detail about what you're doing. Deb, you mentioned the School of Ministry, and that's part of the work you're doing with Bev Rich and Called Christians in Uganda. But I don't know if I even knew that it had stopped. How long had the school not been functioning?
It had been closed for about a year.
Okay.
The missionary that was running it before had moved on. COVID was rough there.
Yeah.
A lot of things closed down, a lot of hardships for people. And she asked if I'd be willing to come back and get the school open and running again. And I really think God wanted me to do that. So I said, yes. I got back out there in May, and school started in August. We've got 12 students now. Our mission is to make disciples that can make disciples.
12 people can accomplish a lot of stuff.
Right.
We've got a little history with that.
exactly.
So what did getting the school back up and running, what did that entail?
Well, I sat down with some other people that I brought on to help teach. We're there 5 teachers.
Okay.
And we sat down together and talked about ideally what would we like to see happen? How can we help people grow closer to Christ, not just in their knowledge of him, but living out what they learn, applying it to their lives.
So what are some of the courses that the students there are taking?
Well, we have the basics like doctrine and New Testament survey, Old Testament survey. We're also teaching OIA, which is observation, interpretation, and application, so that they can take that word and make it their own. Living out, following Christ, biblical counseling, spiritual life, church history. A lot of the basics to get people started, teaching them how to teach themselves so that they can become a better disciple and then help make more disciples when they return to their villages.
Okay, so I was actually thinking, wow, we could use some of those missionaries here in America. but really, the primary focus is to train up the people who are from Uganda,
yes,
from these villages near Jinja. And then, well, are they all near
no.
Jinja, or are they traveling quite a ways?
Yeah, they're from Uganda. Some of them, there's one guy right across the border on Kenya.
Okay.
And then there's one guy right to the border of the Congo.
Okay.
But that one is still inside Uganda, but they're from all over Uganda.
And then they, of course, go back to their villages. Might,
yes,
they start schools like this in their village?
They would be able to. They would be equipped to. We'll see what God would have them do.
And you also mentioned, you restarted the school because, the person who had been doing it discontinued doing it, and COVID was a rough time.
Yes.
You haven't had a super easy time since arriving. When did you arrive in Africa?
I was originally there in March of 2020, and I was on the first plane that got locked down, and I spent the first 17 days in quarantine in a hotel in Entebbe.
Okay. And what are some of the other hardships? I know some illness. I don't know if it was at that time, but in between that time and now, you've really kind of been through the ringer.
Well, as I was telling someone earlier today, it's an honor to suffer for Christ. And I think this is a glimpse into the medicals of third world countries. I had malaria. I had falciparum malaria, which is the worst kind. It's cerebral malaria. And I'm the first person in human history to survive.
Wow.
25% saturation. So it's a miracle that I'm alive.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's a miracle that I can walk and talk just by God's grace. So when I woke up in the hospital, I was there for about 5 weeks. I immediately went back to work because people told me, we don't know why you're alive. And I said, oh, I can tell you why. And I shared with them about Jesus and following Jesus and that God has a plan for me, for them. And it wasn't my time to go. And since then, it's since returning to Uganda, it took about a year recovery. God was all over that as well. And getting me back to Uganda to start the school. Since then, I've had bilharzia, which is liver flukes. And I've also had typhoid. But that's just how it is in third world countries. People get that all the time.
Now, this will show my ignorance. Having had some of that, is that something that can happen again?
Yes, there's no vaccine for it. I was told, my kidney doctor here told me that I would have a very small immunity to malaria, but there's really no vaccines for any of those. So that's something that population deals with on a daily basis, the medical issues from there.
Being from America, did that make you any more susceptible, or is that something that all the school, all the people from Uganda, this is just a normal?
Well, it's normal, but I did joke and tell them that I had vacation blood. And so the insects really liked me because they're like, hey, come over here. This is vacation blood. You can't get this kind of blood around here. I don't know if it's funny or not, but it's carried by mosquitoes, malaria is.
Okay.
And so I don't know that they, maybe it's the smell. I don't know. But like everyone gets malaria there, everyone, multiple times.
Well, it does give us some insight right away into how we can be praying for you specifically, Deb.
Yes.
When you go back, to pray that God will continue to equip you physically, spiritually, mentally, for discipling others. And that's it seems to be a real passion of yours.
Yeah, I'm very interested in discipleship. I think following Jesus is the way to go and living it out in your day-to-day life, if I can help people do that.
So, Deb, someone who's considered some of the short-term trip, you know, KLYT is preparing for a trip.
They are. I'm so excited.
For someone who, and we'll talk maybe a little bit more about that, someone who's considering short-term missions or long-term missions, or maybe they haven't considered missions, what kind of words of encouragement would you have for someone kind of kicking that around?
Well, I would have to say you should go. It will change your perspective, not just on where you live, but how the world functions and how God uses people. It was very eye-opening for me to hear worship even in another language. Mm-hmm. Where I'm at now in Uganda, they sing songs in four or five different languages at church. It's not just English. It's also Luganda and Swahili and Lusoga and Ateso and Acholi.
So are you learning some of these languages?
I've started to study Luganda, which is the major tribal language where I'm at.
Okay.
But it's a Bantu language, so it's very different than our Latin-based languages. And it's a struggle, but I'm working on it. Maybe you guys could pray for me for that, too.
Right, right.
The words are 4 inches long, you know, the words.
I'm still learning English.
Yeah, me too. Little by little. Or they would say, Impola, Impola, which is Luganda for slowly, slowly.
There you go.
Impola, Impola.
You are learning.
Impola, Impola.
Yeah. What kind of culture shock was there? You know, clearly with the weather, you're at the equator. And now you're 4,000 feet high.
That's correct. It's got a pretty high elevation.
But on
Lake Victoria.
That's got to be beautiful.
It's nice.
Yeah. Have you been out on the lake?
I've been out a couple times. Yeah, we went over to see the source of the Nile River, which is right there in Jinja.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's okay. So now let's talk a little bit about the KLYT trip, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure it's filled.
I think so.
And if people want to go, they'll have to wait for another trip. Or they can contact you and figure out how they can get out to be a part of what's happening with the ministry there.
Right. I think it would be great if another team came from Albuquerque. There's so much ministry going on that we could use help with. And people will always come to hear Americans speak. So it's a way for us to reach more people.
So what all are you aware will be happening with this trip with the people that are coming with KLYT?
They are going to be tired when they're done, I'm telling you. We have them doing some conferences, which is 3 to 4 hour long events where we'll have worship and teachings. We're doing that in the prisons, at the local neighborhoods, at the villages. We'll also take them out to the far-reaching villages to help some Calvary chapels in the bush. We'll be doing 3 or 4 of those. And they're planning a crusade where they're hoping to scoop in a lot more people on the Saturday that they're there.
Wow.
That should be exciting. People are looking forward to that.
Now, my boss is going. Chip Lusko's going.
He is.
We'll have to encourage him to sleep on the way home. So
it's true. Because it's a jaunt to get over there. Well, it takes some time.
And he made it clear when he was talking about it on the air. This is a working trip.
Yes.
And there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some touristy activities happening during the trip. I think they're going on a safari. They were planning to do
yes.
that. To go see Lake Victoria and the source of the Nile River.
Yes.
But there'll be outreaches to local villages, yes. prisons and
neighborhoods, villages.
Yeah. So how big is Jinja?
Jinja's about 100,000 people.
Okay.
It's the second largest city in Uganda.
Oh, okay.
The largest city is Kampala,
maybe
which
more,
is the capital.
More the size of Albuquerque in the 60s.
Okay.
Or the 70s. What is the economy? I mean, what is it? Is there a tech? Is there farming? Is there fishing?
Most people farm. There's also some fishing because the lake is right there. And then they have some factories. They have a sugarcane factory. There's a lot of farmers that grow sugarcane. So a lot of the world's sugar comes out of there.
All right. Well, listen, we're really out of time, but we've been visiting with Deb Roberts. Deb is a missionary in Uganda.
I would appreciate prayer for the school, for the students, for the teachers, for the trip that's coming. I have other projects underway. I know we're out of time. But
and did you say now Deb?
Nowdeb.com.
Nowdeb.com, and mm-hmm. and people can go there to find updates on what's going on.
Yes, I post updates weekly.
Wow. Okay. You're tech savvy.
Well, I figure you can be as informed as you want to be.
There you go.